Blog Talk Radio.
Magic DJ and a tunes bang. Smoking get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 Turn this shit up on a Tuesday.
After that long day on that 9 to 5, the grind got you tired. It's time to unwind. It's Get Lifted Radio, bruh. It's alright. The 5, that pine, get high the sky. And tune in to the latest of the future greatest. See who music breaking on the coolest station. Let them all know that you heard it here first. Cause we always got them exclusives playing. No matter the city you in, hit your app store and download that tune in. You'll catch a vibe with no matter who's spinning. Cause we got that fire rotating in here. Whether you're sitting at home, hitting a row, on chill or the go, we got you covered. Get Lifted Radio, be where it's at. There's no telling who all you might discover when
Magic DJ in a tunes bang. Smoking get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 Turn this shit up on a Tuesday.
We got gotta go to make a demand. Maybe go back inside, but if you can, don't forget to pray for the American.
Yo, it's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. That was We the People by singer Kim Joyce. She's here in Atlanta, Georgia. So you can follow her on Instagram and Twitter at Kim Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Kim Joyce Music. Stream her music on your favorite digital streaming platform. She's a dope artist. I love her music. But anyway, as you guys know, I always thank you very, very much. Yes, for supporting Get Lifted Entertainment, the mother of all this, along with our podcast, Get Lifted Radio, Turn It Up Tuesdays. I appreciate all the shares on Facebook, Twitter. I appreciate the retweets on Twitter. I appreciate the post and everything like that on Instagram as well as the many, many submissions that I have been getting here lately. So everybody who takes their time out to want to be a part of this platform here, I certainly appreciate you. Without you, obviously, the platform would not grow. So, yeah, the support is priceless. And tonight, I have another first time. I have another first. I have another first. So we growing. That's good. The first model ever here on Get Lifted Radio. So I'm excited about that. Yes. I'm excited about you too. Miss Nia Rose will be joining us here shortly. As always, please follow us on Get Lifted Radio, Instagram, Twitter. It is Get Lifted_Radio. There is a Facebook like page as well, Get Lifted Radio. And check out the website, getliftedentertainment.com. I do showcase indie artists there, now showcasing models there. All the interviews that we do here on the podcast are also on the website, getliftedentertainment.com. So check it out. Leave comments or whatever you want to do. Be nice, because I will delete it. But anyway, before we bring on our guests, I do want to jump into a track real quick. I want to turn it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It is Turn It Up Tuesday. So we're going with my man. You already know we're going with Cake on Cake, because right now Corey Buckets is like, he building up steam. He was a guest here on the podcast a couple weeks ago. He's from Jamaica, Queens, New York. And this track right here, Cake on Cake, I need a man. You know what I'm saying? Right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays, Corey Buckets. Bow!
Chasing ratchets, bum me a tail. Uh-huh. I talk a bracket, Dick Vitale. Seas matching, Coco Chanel. Ghost status, never know the break.
Nope.
She the baddest, gotta see it shake. Fish net, net a fish, yeah, that's cake on cake. Boss got me feeling, Bucky ain't no time to wait. Stars in my ceiling, Bucky, yeah, it's time for race. Sauce dripping, ramen noodles. Told her I'm a boss, toss dripping, damn it, boo boo. Bait, Drake say, nice for what? Cake say, right for guts. Few regrets, but I'm focused now. Stopping my projects, hot cuckoo cow. You know, boss player, baby, I'm a dude. Hard to beg your pardon, sparking off my tools for them. Three commas, we can chill and shake. Drummer, gangster grills, only good mixtapes. You bitch formers having an ember fix. Me, my trench armor got me throwing my wrists. Do your homework, cake boy, a problem. Queen Solem Green, shake without the Harlem. Yeah, that's cake on cake, I need a bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, she in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, it's in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, she in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, I need a bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, it's in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, she in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake. No Chris, Robert, ho, so it's Deuce. DC the fair, never then it's all Gucci. Niggas hatin', ain't no drama. Seen it when we meet, it's turn job, it been behind her. All grammar, no hammers, legit, going crazy. Straight, yay, we cool on that slave shit. My best life, Cardi B chancin'. Buckets gettin' played, they go fillet, straight dancin'. You don't hustle, All you know is gimme. Never seen a bag, Santa looking for a chimney. Old dogs on that stay up cane. 12 holes on that put in paint. Bass accent, spiritual or passion. Christian Dior, or you acting for the fashion? About the action, switch up plates. Cake, checking mates, cake on cake. Yeah, that's cake on cake, I need a bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, she in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, it's in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, she in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, I need a bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, it's in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, she in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake. Yeah, that's cake on cake, I need a bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, she in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, it's in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, she in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, I need a bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, it's in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, she in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake.
Corey Buckets. Make sure you follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Corey, that's K-O-R-E-Y, Buckets, B-U-C-K-E-T-S, with an S. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram. Stream his music on your favorite digital streaming platform. I cannot stress enough how important it is. Those streams, every time you stream for an artist, it does help them in a way that you may not even understand, from investors looking at them, from helping them generate, you know, if you can't buy a CD or something, you can't buy merchandise, if you help them by streaming that music, that's helping them feed the pocket. There's a lot of artists out here, like, music is a very expensive industry, and I mean, it could cost an artist upwards of like $500 and more to just record one song if they, you know, it depends on recording time, the studio they go to. It's a lot that goes into just making one track alone. So if you just stream, yeah, I got a spare phone. I just put the Spotify on. I create a playlist and I just stream their music. I mean, that's the least I could do. You know, sometimes I can't always buy a t-shirt or something like that. I got bills too. So I definitely do my part with the streaming. And I ask you guys to do so too. So once again, that's Corey Buckets, K-O-R-E-Y-B-U-C-K. ETS with an S. And as I stated tonight, our guest is a model, a fashion model. She's originally from Brooklyn, New York. She now resides here in Atlanta, Georgia. Miss Nia Rose. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm always nervous for first times. Like, I got over 190 something podcast broadcasts on this platform. And I promise you, like, I get nervous, and I'm nervous right now, so we're just going to have fun. We're going to bring on our guests. We're going to show Ms. Nia Rose some respect here on Get Lift Radio Turned Up Tuesdays, and we want to hear her story, you know? Most of them are good. Yeah, yeah, for Ms. Nia Rose, welcome to Get Lifted Radio. What it do?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm always good. I always try to be good anyways, you know. What's the point of being mad and bad, right? You're just wasting time. Wasting a whole day if you're just mad all day. So I hope you had a good day today.
Yes, I did.
Awesome, awesome. Well, as always, I like to thank individuals for taking the time out of their day and their night to be a guest here on Get Lifted Radio. So I appreciate you for being a guest here on Get Lifted Radio Turn It Up Tuesdays, and also for being the very first model here on Turn It Up Tuesdays. So, you know, so we're going to get it popping.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So before we get started, I did a, you know, a little introduction, but let the people know who you are and, you know, where you're from and why you got started and the what inspired you to become a fashion model. We'll start there.
Well, I'm Naya Rose. You can find me on my Instagram is Naya Rose _. My website, NayaRose.com. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, grew up straight in Brownsville. I'm currently residing here in Atlanta. And just growing up, I used to always have insecurities about myself. But then as I got older, I started having more self-love. And that's when I started, you know, taking pictures and investing in my portfolio and my makeup and my hair. And that's pretty much how it started from there. Once my portfolio came together, I started getting, you know, people wanting me to model for their brands, and I would submit for certain brands and certain people, and it just kind of expanded from there.
Nice. So that was a very interesting statement that you made as far as having kind of like self-esteem issues, if you will. And then to blossom into where I see you now, I'm like, you did? You had issues? Like, you know
right.
what I'm saying? So that speaks volumes, and that just right there shows you, like, you can overcome. Like, anybody that just listened to that first, just those first statements she made let you know, like, you can overcome anything that you feel like you're struggling with and strive to be great. So round of applause to you, like, for sure. Like,
yeah.
And for even expressing that, because, you know, there's a lot of individuals who have and deal with self-esteem issues, but they're not open and upfront. And maybe some people just don't even know how to begin to deal with it. So the fact that you were able to recognize that and see that about yourself and then, you know, overcome that, like, that's awesome. Straight up awesome.
Yes, thank you. I was bullied a lot when I was younger. I didn't believe a lot of, like, my older cousins would tell me, like, oh, you're so pretty and things like that, but I never believed it until I started, you know, seeing it for myself, and then what other people had to say didn't even matter anymore, and that's how that started.
Wow. So with that being said, when you first went to your parents and was like, I want to be a model, you know, like, you know, the first thing that came to my mind when I put myself in that position, like with this question, and I was like, especially like a girl, like, what kind of model you want to be? You know what I mean? Like,
okay, right.
What was your parents' reaction when you figured out that was something that you wanted to pursue?
It was just that, like, why do you want to model? We don't want you taking your clothes off, you know? I'm like, no, I don't have to take my clothes off to necessarily be a model. I can do fashion model. I can do editorial, be in magazines, and, you know, things of that nature. None of my pictures I have any of my clothing off or, you know, my body exposed. If I do, it's probably like a dress or something. But it's never no nudity or implied nudity or anything of that nature. But that was definitely the first thing that came to their mind. I had to just kind of show them as it went on. Like, see, yeah, this is what I want to do. Not the other model, per se, you know.
Right. Okay. All right. I can relax a little bit now. You know. I probably would have been the same way, like, kind of model you, because I mean, as you see, we got all these Instagram models,
right? And it makes it hard seeing them showing their body off, you know, having all of the surgeries and enhancements and stuff like that. It kind of gets discouraging, and it kind of makes me like, okay, well, maybe I can try it, but I'm like, no, I need to stick to, you know, what I want to do and stick to. You know, my original, like, fashion and editorial is what I love. Like, I'm so into it. And I just never felt comfortable with taking my clothes off anyway. So for me to do that, I feel like it would be, like, kind of conforming or going against my original self, my true self.
giving up a little bit of your integrity. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You don't want to do that, and I feel you. So, explain a little bit, you know, because fashion for me is, like, very plain. I'm like, t-shirt or, you know, I might just go grab, like, I might go grab the whole outfit off the dummy. Like, let me just get that. Let me get that whole thing. So, when you say that the field of modeling you would like to pursue is fashion and editorial, can you just explain a little bit, you know, to myself and listeners, what does that entail? Like, I can only think of just like modeling for clothing brands or something like that. I'm not sure.
Well, it's modeling for clothing brands, but then it's also the way you will put stuff together. A lot of my pictures is different pieces, and it's, you know, different than what other people will put together. Editorial, as far as like magazines, you see the girls in the big hats, the simple makeup, you know, different clothing styles other than the normal.
Gotcha. So coming up with, like, your own creative ideas, maybe getting together with somebody who's a stylist or something like that, and then you guys come together and, like, create your own look versus,
yeah,
like, being like, let's look like them over there in that magazine. So you're trying,
yeah,
to just set yourself apart with your own creativity. That's cool. I like that. I like different.
Thank you.
So that's cool. Like, when you moved here from New York, was it because you wanted to pursue a modeling career here in this part of the region as far as the U.S. or, what you know, what prompted your relocation?
It was my parents. I had no choice, but I didn't like the move. But then as I started, you know, exploring and seeing Atlanta is where it's at, just like New York is also where it's at with Fashion Week and things and stuff like that. Atlanta is a big place to have the fashion. It's a lot of castings out here. So it kind of made me feel better about being here, working here as well.
Nice. So I heard that one of your favorite artists is, and you guys got to please don't laugh at me because I'm kind of lame here, but YFN Lucci, and people going to be like, she really just said it like that, and I always get that. So it is what it is, you know, like, but I heard that's your favorite artist, or one,
yes,
of your favorite artists.
Definitely. I know all of his songs. If you ask any of my friends, I cannot recite any of the lyrics to any of the songs that I post on my Snapchat or my Instagram, but if a Lucci song come on, I know every word, word for word.
And what is it about this guy? What is it about this Lucci, YFN Lucci guy that draws you to his music?
Certain songs of his that I do like, I can just relate to a lot of them in different ways, not necessarily like the trapping and stuff like that or the rapping, but just in like my modeling or me living myself, I can really relate to him. So that's why I like his music.
Because the reason why I asked is because I've heard some of the songs that are like played on the radio, but I never really just listen to like a whole album, so obviously I have to do a little research. And so I'm listening to his music and I'm like, he talking about he got AKs and everything like that. Here she is in this like pretty dress, all this makeup on, you know what I'm saying, looking nice, and she's like, I'm laying with my AK, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, I really gotta find out what is it about this guy that she likes. So But I can see where you say you relate to some of his like everyday just average life stories
and stuff and how he overcame a lot of it and came up. That's more so what I can relate to.
Definitely, because I was like, it's got to be that. So one song that I heard that you like is Hard Times, and
yes.
when I heard it, I was like, okay, I gotta find a clean version because her parents might tune in and, you know, like, so I did find a clean version and we're gonna play that song just for you. So we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna jump into this track by her, one of her favorite artists, YFN Lucci. And if you guys don't know who he is, it's spelled Y, the letter F, the letter N, space, L-U-C-C-I. And I know the young people tuning in probably like, what is going on right now? But, yeah, we're just going to play YFN Lucci right here. Hard Times on Get Lifted Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah. We done been through hard time, hard time, hard time. We done been through hard time. Yeah, we done been through hard time, hard time, hard time. We done been through hard time. Yeah, I love my brother and he turned me to a savage, yeah. I swear I never leave that house without that automatic. I put that money over bitches, I'ma take it back. I got a blood crowd of water, he gon' get it back, yeah. Sitting at the table while we count racks. And but I'm patched, we got AK, we got 30s, we got Mac. Niggas say he want some problems and they know where we at. You know too much of that rah-rah shit'll get you wet. Hey, you know once you go to heaven, ain't no coming back. Once you cross that line, ain't no coming back. Once you drop a dime, you become a rat. Can't keep giving these bitches my time, I swear I'm down with that. Time I start putting niggas in line like the Star Trek. Know that, I can't go back. We were raised in the area where there was no hope at. Hey, we don't play, we will come and shoot up where you folks. Post up where you serve at. You won't get this curve back. Hey, we done been through hard time, hard time, hard time. We done been through hard time. Yeah. Hey, we done been through hard time, hard time, hard time. We done been through hard time. Yeah. I love my brother and he turned me to a savage. I swear I never leave that house without that automatic. I put that money over bitches, I'ma take it back. I got a blood crowd of water, he gon' get it back. Yeah. Okay, little snakes in the bag, I don't want myself, yeah. Never coming last, never, ever, ever, yeah. All these gold chains feel like gold medals.
Do you know how I feel to be broke, nigga?
Hey, do you know, yeah? Hey, do you know I got some niggas down the road, yeah? Hey, do you know I had to get it out the road, yeah? I'm talking back to back, back to back, show, yeah. Back to back, back to back, Joe, yeah. And I would never let a nigga hold me. Point us a gym store, put the drapes on before we bought, yeah. Hey, we done been through hard time, hard time, hard time. We done been through hard time, yeah. Hey, we done been through hard time, hard time, hard time. We done been through hard time, yeah. I love my brother and he turned me to a savage, yeah. I swear I never leave that house without that automatic. I put that money over bitches, I'ma take it back.
Tuesdays, I am your host, Maggie Love, and that was Hard Times by YFN Lucci. Follow on Twitter at YFN Lucci. Also, check him out on Instagram, and you can stream his music, I mean, if you like. Miss Naya Rose, welcome back. Welcome back.
Hey.
So, YFN Lucci, yep. That's what, yep, that's just what I'm going to say. I'm just going to say, yep. That's your guy. That's your guy. And I ain't mad at you because I listen to some stuff that people probably be like, yeah, okay, yep, we're going to leave that over there to her too. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. That's what you like. That's what you like. But anyway, before I ask my question that I have, you have a lot of callers, and I want the callers to know if you would like to say something to Miss Naya Rose, press 1 so that I know that you want to speak to the guest. And what I'll do is I'll state the last 4 digits of your phone number. when you come on, you can state your name and where you represent. Only thing I ask is you just be respectful of the guest, and we'll be all good. So if you're on the line, you're listening, press 1. If you are there, I see you in the chat room. Thank you for tuning in online. If you'd like to call in, you can dial 516-387-1755. That's 1-516-387-1755. So my next question to you, Miss Nia Rose, is if you had an opportunity to work with, like, I'm just going to say a top model, because that's I'm not even trying to be cliche, like, with the show or what anything like that. But if you had the opportunity to work with, like, let's say a high profile model for, like, mentoring and things of that nature, you know, who would it be?
It would probably have to be her Instagram is Ducky Official. She's one of the darkest and tallest models. She goes by Ducky Thought. but I just love her work. I love
Ducky
her work,
Thought.
Her style. Yes. She's also a Victoria's Secret angel. I have, like, a big fascination with all the Victoria's Secret models, even though they are lingerie. But I do have a big fascination for their walk, you know, their style. I follow a lot of them on Instagram, and I kind of look up to them, especially with her being so dark, of a darker complexion. You know, dark-skinned girls don't get as much recognition as light-skinned girls. So to work with somebody like that would be just, you know, dope for me.
And what was her Instagram again?
Ducky Official.
Ducky Official. I'm going to check her out. I'm going to check her out, definitely. that was one of my questions, you know. Obviously, I know people that tune in be like, this young lady talks about I just talk about stuff that's real, and I know that African American women and other women of color have a hard time in every industry, in almost every field of career in the United States of America. That is why my opening song was What It Was Today by Kim Joyce. I just felt that song. And so with that being said, you know, what are some of the challenges, other challenges that you feel that you may have faced or you know of just within the fashion or model industry when it comes to women of color?
Not being light enough. That's just the biggest and the hardest challenge that I've faced so far. Not being light enough for this particular project or that particular project. Even when seeing that, you know, a dark skin model can do the same thing that a light skin model can do. So I guess that would just be like the biggest one for me.
And so, like, I know there is also a deal where, like, they want to make dark skinned people look light with, like, airbrushing and makeup and things of that nature. And this is something that I've kind of noticed. Like, just always, it's like you look at almost every type of magazine, whether it's sports, a home magazine, or whatever. It's like, now we know she darker than that, you know, like we know Oprah darker than that, you know what I mean? Like, and so it's just one of those things. Like, have you come across like an opportunity where, you know, you were made up by somebody that did try to make you lighter than what your skin complexion is, and how did you deal with that if you did come across that?
I haven't came across that yet, just because the people I work with, they kind of, I only work with people who works with my vision. I haven't really set out to work with other people, or like, not other people per se, but to work under someone else's vision of me. Like, most of the work that I do, I can kind of put together myself, or the person that I am speaking with, you know, they come to me for that reason. So I've been fortunate enough not to have to deal with that.
Nice. Yeah, I always wondered about that, like, why? But But then, you know, I guess they feel like light sells, but I don't know. Like, I love being, I'm like super chocolate. So, you know, like, dark skin to me is like one of the most beautiful things we have here on this earth. So you keep on being very proud of who you are and, you know, staying true to who you are. And, you know, things that are meant for you will definitely be there for you. And I like the fact that, you know, you're not willing to, you know, especially nowadays, like, people are willing to do so much for this fame, like this quick gratification of likes and all that stuff that goes on that comes along with like social media, you know. And I get, like, we all need social media for what we do, but it's like some of the things that people do to get to that next level, you know, losing a sense of integrity and things like that, I really don't understand it. So hats off to you for not falling into that and just knowing, like, no, that's not what I'm going to do. And no, you're not going to make me look like that. But I am still willing to model. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I had to turn down a lot of jobs. A lot of jobs I've turned down. A lot of, you know, probably would have been good opportunities, but it just didn't sit right within. So I definitely didn't go through with it.
Nice. So another thing that is like a stereotype, I don't know if it's a stereotype, I don't know, you know, how it all works, but the whole, you have to be like, let's say, you know, like a size zero, you know what I'm saying? Like, I personally don't feel like every model, I feel like there's modeling for everybody. So when it comes to like comparisons of size and all that within the industry, I really don't understand it. Can you explain a little bit to us, like, why is it like that? Like, why do they want everybody to be super small? And this is, I know that you're a thin individual, so it's not a take at you. I'm just trying to understand the industry itself.
Well, most of the smaller individuals, like myself, you know, we have stronger features. So we have longer legs that can show off, you know, what needs to be shown off in the pictures. We have sharper cheekbones. We have, you know, just sharper features. Not saying that it's bad to be like a plus size model, because they are too coming with now times changing, but for lingerie models, if you're on a runway, they want to see your legs. They want to see, you know, a tall, slender person walking the runway, showing the clothing and stuff off. And that's pretty much what it's about, like the legs, the facial features, things of that nature.
That you can't schooling really me. Have
with a bigger person.
Gotcha. See, now that makes sense. That makes sense to me. So now I can feel a little better about this. That makes sense. And that they not just being like super prejudiced in the industry. There's a reason behind it. And so that, I think that's a lot of things in life, period. You know, like when people don't understand the why, there's going to always be those questions. So that's really why I asked. I'm like, you know, like I said, fashion to me is like, so far down the scale, like, I just be like, let me throw this on. All right, it's not wrinkled. We're good to go. So, if you had an opportunity to work with like a designer, you know, I'm learning about, what is it, Met Gala and all that, you know what I mean? With the big dresses and everything. See, look at you. You got it. Yes. You got super, man, but you know what though? That Cardi B, that red dress Cardi B had on, that was fly.
It was lovely.
That was fly. So if you had an opportunity to work with like a fashion designer such as that caliber, who would it be?
I really don't even know. I really couldn't even say, because it's so, I'm not going to even say it's so many, but I would just be honored to work with pretty much any of them. That I really couldn't just pick out one to say. Pretty bad, but I can't choose.
There's a lot of choices out there, so I understand. Like, if somebody asked me right now, I'm a basketball head. If they'd be like, who would you pick? It would be hard because I have a lot of favorites, you know? And
yeah, so
you're just going to make me pick one person that I could get to go on the court with? Like, how unfair. Like, so, no, I totally get it. So right now in Atlanta, you know, I've seen that you've done quite a bit of work, and your work is, like, pretty dope. I'm, like, starting to learn about modeling and makeup and all that stuff. I know that you work with Makeup Mother, so tell me how that relationship came about and why it is important to have, because I think of it like an artist and a producer. Like, an artist should find a producer that they know they can always go to get the
yes.
right sound of music, right? So
yes.
I feel like it may be that way. So how did that relationship come about?
Maybe about 8 years ago, almost 9 years ago. It started as just my hair, me getting my hair done. And then going from there, she started doing makeup, and I had to get my makeup done, because if she's been doing my hair all this time and been killing it how she's been, I had to see how the makeup was. The makeup was going well, and that's the only person that I can trust hands down with my face. I can go to her for any look that I want, and I know she's going to execute it effortlessly. It's been an eight-year relationship. That's like a great relationship at that.
Nice. And so, you know, before working with her, how many other makeup artists had you work with, and, you know, how did that work?
I've worked with a couple others, not too mm-hmm. many. Because, again, she's the only one that knows my face, knows my features. Other artists kind of, they want you to look like everyone else.
Gotcha.
They don't want you to not that they don't want you to, but sometimes they don't know how to work with your facial features. I have, like,
mm-hmm.
really big eyes, really thick natural eyebrows. I had one makeup artist who kind of, like, took away my eyebrows. I was kind of hurt by that. Took away the eyebrows. Like, I was just shocked. And I was just like, how
I was
I
appalled.
But
wow.
She just works with my features very well, and a lot of artists can't do that. So that's
nice.
Kind of just who I would trust in. Who I would go to, but I don't mind working with other artists. I always give someone a chance. If they want to do my face, I'll always give you a chance to do it.
I like it. But taking off the eyebrows, man, foul.
I was
super foul on the play. Like, how did you even, like, what did you say to this person? Like, man, I can't even imagine. That's like going to the barbershop and getting out the chair and you got a bald spot. Like,
right. I kept it professional. I did the shoot. I didn't let my disappointment off. I'm pretty sure that if she knew, she could kind of see it in my face, but I wasn't as happy, because anybody who knows me knows that once I get my makeup done, I'm in front of the camera all day. All night. And that just
selfie,
you know,
queen.
Yeah, definitely. No filter, okay? And that pretty much wasn't it for me. So
wow.
So I definitely kept it professional, and I still conducted the shoot like I was supposed to, but I definitely wasn't happy about it.
No, I don't blame you at all. So I know that, like, within any industry, we all have our strengths, and we all have what's considered weaknesses. So in your case, like, for modeling, what are some of the things that, you know, you have to practice? You know, like, if you're a rapper or whatever, you should be practicing your flow. You should be practicing your writing, your delivery. You know, there's a number of things that you could do myself doing brand development and things like that, I'm always having to read. I'm always having to learn how to make different tactics better and things like that. So for yourself in your industry, what are some of the things that you feel like you can make stronger, and what are some of the aspects that you feel like you're already strong at?
Well, definitely my angles. I have to work on my angles all the time. There's always 101 different angles that you can do when you're in mm-hmm. front of the camera to get that different pose and get that different look. And then also keeping a strong model face. Oftentimes I like to kind of switch my face up in between shoots or in between takes with the photographer, and it kind of messes up, the next picture sometimes. But I've been working on that, you know, in the mirror, just practicing how to keep a straight face or mm-hmm. knowing what angle works well for your body, because everybody's body type is different. So you would definitely have to figure out, you know, what if I stick this leg out maybe this way, you know, this will show my shape more than this one. But then one of the strengths that I have is I'm very versatile in my look. I feel like I can really pull off like any look, that's whether it's high fashion or, you know, a street look. I feel like I can pull it off really easily.
Mhm. Nice. So what about the walk? Come on now. Come on. I know about yes. the walk.
The
that's
walk.
What models y'all walk. So do you practice the walk? That's
yes.
what I call it. The walk.
Yeah, yes. And it took me a long time, because for a long time I've always did print. I haven't really done any runway, so I'm actually just like a beginner with runway walking. Mm-hmm. And I'm still practicing, like stretching the legs and, you know, making sure I have the signature pose down packed and things of that nature.
There you go, girl. You better work. No, I'm just playing. I'm not going to be
yes.
super... I'm not going to be super, I'm not going to be super sashay shante. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just. But real quick, we got a caller. We got a caller that wants to say something to you, Miss Nairo. So 5465. You are live. Welcome to Get Lifted Radio. What it do?
Five, four, six, five.
All right. Maybe they didn't know they pressed one. You know, the people get shy. They get shy. But if you want to speak to Miss Nia Rose, make sure you press one. Oh, we got another caller. Okay. See, it just takes one to break it open. 1587. You're live on Get Lifted Radio. What it do?
What up, what it do?
What's going on, man? Where you calling from?
Man, you know I'm calling from the SIP, man. It's Jay Blade. What it do, Magic Love?
Oh, what's up, Mr. Jay Blade? How you
okay,
doing, sir?
Calling,
thank
man.
You for tuning in.
I already, you know, I had to show my support, you know what I'm saying? Just calling in, you know, everything fire, you know, so far I've been listening to you. I already know Get Lifted.
I appreciate that. Naya, his name is Jay Blade. He's an artist that I support and he supports. So he just, you know, showing some love to you, and I appreciate him as well. So we thank you for calling in. You got a question? You got a question about modeling?
Not really. Would she be like interested in like doing videos like for artists and stuff like that?
Miss Nia Rose,
yes,
you interested in doing music videos?
Yes, I am, but again, you know, just away from the nudity or implied nudity and stuff of that nature, but I'll definitely be, you know, one of the girls in your video.
Oh man, well, you know, we gonna keep it super professional on this end right here. You know that.
Okay. But yeah, you can definitely follow me on Instagram, and you know my website has all my booking information if you are interested. NayaRose_ and NayaRose.com.
Look at that.
I'm gonna lock you in for sure.
Creating avenues, empowering unity. That's what we do right here on Get Lifted Radio. I appreciate you for calling in, Jay Blade. I'll make sure y'all connect. He follows on all the social media, so you could check out her post there and just connect with her. And, you know, like she said, check out our website. And y'all make that happen.
All right, I'm going to log in, you know, get lifted.
All right, man. Have a good night and stay tuned in.
Already.
Yes, sir. But honestly, that is another reason why I open up the platform to everybody that is pursuing an entrepreneur journey. Creating relationships is how you excel as well in what it is that you're trying to pursue. And that right there is a perfect example. I know a lot of artists are always looking for singers and models. Like, hands down, they're always looking for models. They're always looking for singers to do a hook or something like that on a track. So, like I said, I appreciate Jay Blade. He is I Am Jay Blade on Twitter. He is I Am Jay Blade on Instagram as well. He's a good guy. He's a very respectable guy. And I'm sure that you guys could, he comes to Atlanta, he's from Mississippi, he comes up here, and you guys could probably make this work. So I'm excited now. You know, I like making connections. This is what I do. This is what I do. So real quick, we're going to get into a song break, and we're going to come back. We got a couple more questions for you. I'm going to play your guy again, Naya. Miss Naya Rose.
Yes.
I'm going to play your guy again. I usually play the indie artists that don't have a lot of money like this guy, because this guy got money, okay? I looked at his Instagram and everything, and I also know this is the guy that is like Lil Wayne's daughter's boyfriend or whatever they got going on over there. Like, they need their own show.
Yeah, that's debatable now, because I think they're kind of in the rough, but we're just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, we're going to leave that alone. That's a whole nother. So where should we go here? I think you said you like My Time by this guy, YFN Lucci.
Yes, My Time.
And tell the people why you like this song real quick, My Time.
Because it's simple, it's my time.
Boom, just like that, right here on Get Lifted Radio.
They hate when we make it. Too many nigga wrote statements. We were stars since babies. I put my heart in it, baby. Look, I've been starving lately. See, they hated on Jesus, too. I got my guards up, baby. They gon' hate us, too. I can't let up. You don't know all the bullshit I've been through, but it getting better. You don't know how many funerals I've been through. I hate to tell you. You don't know how many times I hit that road to go see fella. And they ask me why you so still fresh. Cause niggas still hate. Give them a dollar and they still take. You niggas still fake. Man, I'm just trying to live like Bill Gates. Make sure my kids stay. And I ain't going in the house until I get them bill paid. One of you gon' make it, go and find out. They say I won't make it till I climbed out. I was on world, being patient in my time now. Yeah, I was being patient, we gon' grind now. Yeah. Wonder if you gon' make it, go and find out. They say I wouldn't make it till I climbed out. I was strong, well, being patient in my time now. Yeah, I was being patient, we gon' grind now. Yeah. I threw my blood, shed a tear for the pain. Certain shit that won't never be the same. They left me standing in the cold once again. They turn their back, cause they ever do that money, bring power. The rest of us bring hate. We come from running in houses. Shit, all we knew what it takes. But now we got what it takes. Yeah, a young gorilla in the hood, now I might rock a bait. That 308 take down a bad, turn that boy to a mink.
so my damn money on my mind. Don't give a fuck what you think. Now every time having dime, man, we off the Cuban link. Knowing me, man, I'm a grind, man. I'm trying to feed the team. Yeah. Wonder if you gon' make it, go and find out. They say I won't make it till I find out. I was gone, well, been patient in my time now. Yeah. I was being patient, we gon' grind now. Yeah. Wonder if you gon' make it, go and find out. They say I won't make it till I climbed out. I was gone, well, being patient in my time now. Yeah, I was being patient, we gon' grind now. Oh.
That was My Time, and I can kind of relate to that one, too. Yeah, I can relate to that one myself, Naya. Okay, I understand now. I might have to listen a little bit more. All right, because I want to look like Bill Gates, too. You know, so, I want my bank account to look like Bill Gates, so. But I feel you. It is your time, you know, and as long as you keep on with this great positive energy you got going, keep surrounding yourself with great people, you know, stay away from all the rigmarole. If you have to disconnect from those negative energies, sometimes it has to be those that may be even closest to you. You just never know. Like, if they're not feeding your energy to push you to those levels that you're trying to achieve, I know that you're a mother, you know, and it's just that time for everybody to just buckle down. And our country is in a weird state. There ain't no telling what's about to happen with this place. Like, they can take all their companies, you know, away from here. Like, what are we going to do? You know what I mean? So keep on striving. Keep on striving to build your own. Keep on striving to provide your own foundation for your child, for you. You can make this happen. I know that you're surrounded by good people. If there's anything I could do for you, like advice for branding and marketing and things like that, don't ever hesitate to reach out. I'm a very, I will say, like, if I feel like you're one of these people that's just out here seeking information just to waste time, I'll be like, look, you might want to go to Google. You know, I just keep it real, just like that. You know what I mean? But I'm always here to help those that are really, really into what it is that they're trying to do. You know, like myself, I'm building my own company, so I get it. And it takes a lot of time and dedication. It takes, you know, good people, support system, and relationships. So you just keep on this path that you're on, and you're gonna be great. Straight up, you're gonna be great.
Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt. Speaking of being great, what is your overall, you know, besides just being in the fashion and editorial industry of the modeling and the fashion, like, what is your ultimate, like, what is an ultimate goal that you would want to accomplish?
Fashion Week. New York Fashion
Week.
Walking on the runway. New York Fashion,
yes.
Not even New York, just any Fashion Week. It could be LA, it can be Paris, you know, just Fashion Week. I would love to, like, especially with Rihanna coming out with her brand now. I would definitely love to work with her. Her being a Black-owned business, I would definitely love to get up there in the future.
So check this out. I want you to go to your Instagram when you have a chance, and I want you to follow, let me make sure I get it right, hold on, I have a young lady that I met like probably like 10 or 11 years ago on Twitter, and her name is Marsha, and she started off as like an author, but she's from New York, and I traveled to New York when she did like a book signing and all that, and she does like a fashion blog, and sure enough, like she was there at Fashion Week, like taking pictures and like the whole nine yards. And so I would love for you to, like, just connect with her on Instagram. I will reach out to her and let her know that you're an aspiring model, and maybe there's some tips or advices that she can give you as well on maybe how you can break that barrier into that week. You know, maybe there's things that you have to have or you have to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure how that works, but maybe she can give you a little bit more insight. And her Instagram is introvert, introvert, the letter N, the city. Introvert in the city is okay. Her Instagram. And she's definitely into fashion and all that. And like I said, she's there in New York. I know you're here now, but obviously there's some ties there. You know what I mean?
Yes,
boom.
Definitely.
Just like that. Just like that. Two connects right here on Get Lifted Radio. Turn Up Tuesdays. You know, we getting hype over here because I love connecting people and I love to see what can grow, like, from relationships. Because, again, you can have a lot of money. What I've learned in building, and especially in the music industry, like, and I don't know how much so it is there, but in the music industry, you can have a lot of money, but if you don't have the right relationships for placements and radio campaigning and stuff like that, you're going to spend, like, tons more money just because you don't have those relationships. But if you start off building relationships with people, connecting with people, supporting people, showing them love without them asking you to do it and things like, that is where you start to win. So, yeah, connect with her. Connect with her and just, you know, like I said, I'll let her know as well. But just, you know how to do it. You know how to do it, Naya.
Yes, thank you. I will.
Sweet. So, before I let you go, you know, modeling, you got to keep, well, hold on. Before I ask my question, we do have another caller. I want to get the caller in. 8749. You're live on Get Lifted Radio. What it do? 8749. People probably looking like, is that the last four digits of my number? I don't know my number.
It's me. I'm here.
87.
I just want to say I have really enjoyed listening to this podcast, and I'm definitely going to tune in whenever you do the next one. Is it next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday, I am traveling to Jacksonville, Florida to attend a graduation, but it will resume the very first Tuesday in June, for sure.
All right. Well,
yes.
I'll be listening. So my
and where are you calling from?
D.C. D.C. area.
D.C. All right. Chocolate City. Hey.
Yes. Yeah. So with Naya being a model and everything, my question is, what is your everyday look? What do you pull out your closet when you get up in the morning to wear?
I'm really simple. I can kind of, I like some jeans, some nice jeans, maybe some sandals if it's hot, and a nice, you know, pretty regular top, but nothing too flashy unless I know I have something going on or things like that. I kind of like to keep it simple when I'm not in front of the camera.
Okay. Can I ask another question?
Absolutely.
Perfect. So other than New York and Paris, Fashion Week, and music videos, what other things can we expect to see you in coming up soon?
The magazine.
Ooh, what magazine?
Well, hopefully I'll be in Vogue or, you know, one of those magazines up and coming. But I've also done some shows. I've done Greenleaf here in Atlanta. And I've also done, I've done Greenleaf a couple of times, actually.
So Greenleaf and aspiring to be in Vogue magazine. Sounds good to me. What about you, Miss DC? Did that answer your question?
Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We lost you
okay,
for a minute.
Good. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Good. Good. Do you know when have the Greenleaf episodes aired already? I know I need to go back and watch, but have they aired already?
Yes, the Greenleaf episode aired last season, I believe it was. It was one of the church choir scenes. I was in a church choir. But then the new season also is up and coming. It starts this summer. And I'll be in episode about, I think, 8 or 9.
Nice.
I'll find out and put it on Instagram so I can set my DVR.
Uh-oh. Girl, you got DVR? You can do DVR and like Hulu and stuff, you know. Like, you still pay for cable? No, I'm just like.
I do, unfortunately. It's very unfortunate, but yes.
That's okay. That's okay. Well, I definitely appreciate
you
calling in. You got any more questions?
Thank you. That's it.
Awesome. Naya, you want to say anything to the caller?
Thank you so much for calling in.
My pleasure.
All right. You have a good night and be safe out there in D.C.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Dope, dope. So Greenleaf coming this summer, about episode 8. Yeah, Naya, you got to keep us abreast of that. Make sure you guys follow Naya Rose on Instagram at Naya Rose _ NIYARose _ Naya Rose _. And before I let you go, my question was going to be, you know, with modeling and things like that, I know y'all got to watch your figure and all that. Yeah, no, I should be too. I should be too, but I've been cheating a little bit. But what are some of your guilty pleasures, like, when it comes to food? And, you know, how do you deal with, like, that? You know, how do you deal with, like, just not being like, I want it, but I probably can't have it because I got a shoot coming up?
I eat a lot of fruit and replace the stuff, like the bread and stuff like that, that makes me big. But I have a pretty high metabolism, so I really don't have to worry about that as of now. Right now, I kind of can enjoy all of the guilty pleasures.
So what's a favorite guilty pleasure? Like, mine is ice cream. Like, ice cream, I just try not to even go in that aisle when I go to the grocery store. Ben and Jerry's pistachio gets me every time.
Definitely brownies. I love brownies. My personal preference would be like a strawberry brownie sundae from Brewster's. My absolute favorite. I can probably eat one of those every day if I
can. Oh, I'm like, oh, yeah. Summertime coming up too.
Caramel on top, the little strawberry topping. Great.
Nice. So if you had any words of inspiration for young aspiring models, and I'm not throwing shade at any race, but especially aspiring models that are of color, what would your words of inspiration be?
Definitely invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. Don't give up, and don't get discouraged easily. Stay focused, and you know where you want to go. You know what you got to do. So just keep working towards it, regardless of what anybody says.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And I personally want to thank you once again for taking the time out of your night to be a guest here on Get Lifted Radio. I have thoroughly enjoyed myself as well. I hope you did as well. I will be sure to connect you.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. And you can be a guest anytime. You already know how to submit. Anybody else that wants to submit to be a guest, or if you know of anybody, it doesn't just have to be a music artist. That's what I try to stress to people. I know I work with majority artists, but I am here for everybody. So if you're an author, if you're a writer, if you're a songwriter, if you're a producer, if you're a makeup artist, Yeah. Makeup Mama, if you're tuned in, you can be a guest on Turn Up Tuesdays. Any other body out, any else, I'm sorry, anyone else out there that is on this entrepreneur journey, you can be a guest here on Get Lifted Radio. You can go to getliftedentertainment.com. If you click on the Get Lifted Radio tab, the submissions link is there. As far as Miss Naya Rose, I will be sure to connect you with Jay Blade as well as Marsha there in New York. Hope that something great comes of both of these connections for you and for them. And, you know, just keep on being you, because what you've displayed here tonight is very awesome energy, and I love it. I like it. I feel like you're heading in the right direction. I feel like if you, like I said, if you just keep this attitude and grow from where you are now, man, I can see you doing great things. Like, you have great opportunities that you've already created for yourself. So, you know, it's only up from here, right?
Only up. It's my time, like what you said.
Like her guy, YFN, Lucci, you know, it's her time. So I just want you to have a great night. I will continue to support you in everything that you do. As I said, I am here as well from, you know, the branding and marketing standpoint. If there's anything I could do, please don't hesitate to reach out. And anybody that's tuned in, I certainly appreciate every single last one of the callers for tuning in and staying tuned in to the end of the interview, as well as those I see you guys online. Thank you very much for tuning in online as well. Miss Naya Rose, do you want to give any shout outs?
Shout out to Makeup Mother, of course. Without her, I don't know where I would be. But shout out to my parents for just believing in me and letting me, you know, follow my dreams, even though they had their doubts. That's about
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
Cool.
Well, you have a great night. And I'm going to end this thing here with your guy, YFN Lucci. Everybody be safe out there. You have a great night. Have a great rest of the week. If you want to check out the interview again, it's on getliftedentertainment.com here in the next 24 hours. Or you can always tune in to the link that we've been promoting. It will be available 24/7. If you have the Anchor app, it will also be on Anchor. And here we go with Everybody Keep Your Head Up. This is by YFN Lucci, Keep Your Head Up, featuring T.I. Peace.
I ain't waste no time. You know, in order to be great, nigga, you gotta work hard, go hard or go home, nigga. And we ain't never going home, nigga. You know, once you get rough, just keep your head up, yeah. Gotta keep going, boy, you better, yeah, yeah. I'ma grind hard, I know it levels, yeah. I swear I came too far for me to settle, yeah. I'ma hustle hard cause I'm better, yeah, yeah. Even when it rough, I kept my head up, yeah. I know I could never be a failure, yeah. I was trying hard cause I'm better, yeah. Even when it rough, gotta keep your head up. Raindrops on my head, stepping in puddles. Lord, what have I did? Why I have to suffer? Lord, we only kids. Lord, save me and my brothers. And all of my friends, yeah, and all of my kin. I turned 1,000 to 10, turned that Nissan to a Benz. They told me grind and I did. Hey, why you round if you ain't trying to die by this shit? Don't come around, nigga. I ain't got a dollar to lend. I done put down that little pen. Now it's straight off the top. Just bought a robbery and the brains off the top. I got a bad little bitch, she coming out of hall to top. And I done lost it all, but I ain't never dropped the ball. Once you get real, just keep your head up, yeah. Gotta keep going, boy, you better, yeah, yeah. I'ma grind hard, I know it levels, yeah. I swear I came too far for me to settle, yeah. I'ma hustle hard cause I'm better, yeah, yeah. Even when it rough, I kept my head up, yeah. I know I could never be a failure, yeah. I was trying hard cause
I want better. Yeah, even when it rough, gotta keep your head up.
Independent, give a damn, put a mission, even if the camera's in it. Fuck the nigga, yeah. Trapping the Southwest, and I'm still belong on television, my God. Been to hell and back, my bottom bitch, it didn't have a pot to piss. The lottery, I gotta hit it, or them block pictures. So my mama ain't got a wide dish. Bitch, you can't breathe, need oxygen. Say I fell off, nigga, wait a hot minute. On the block, brand new drop, with a little bad bitch, yeah, hot in it. Oh, you talk, but get in the top 10, legendary status, I've been locked in it. I'm not finished. No. If you're living in a glass, how wide will you throw your rocks at? Remember, only sucker niggas have his hand here, trying to navigate your way through manhood. Keep your daughter all can good. Always thank God, no matter where, where I came from.
Once you get up, keep your head up. Yeah. Gotta keep going, boy, you better. Yeah. I'm a grind hard, I know it levels. Yeah. I swear I came too far for me to settle. Yeah. I'm a hustle hard, cause I'm a better. Yeah. Even when it rough, I kept my head up. I know I could never be a failure, I was trying hard cause I want better, even when it rough, gotta keep your head up.
Magic DJ and the Tunes Bang. Smoke and get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 After that long day on that 9 to 5, the grind got you tired. It's time to unwind. It's get lifted, radio buzz. All right, the 5 that pine, get high to sky.